Thank you, Madam Maria Apostolova, for your intervention. I think that through your presentation, we clearly see what were the main impacts on climate change on ecosystems in the Amazon basin, and that included loss of biodiversity, extreme weather events, and the loss of glacier. And you also mentioned the different tools that were helping to address these different impacts. And in the strategic action plan, we saw there was, of course, IWRM planning, planning of adaptation to climate change, and knowledge. And the inside the focus was clearly on knowledge for adaptation, something we clearly share. We saw both the Atlas of Hydroclimatic Vulnerability, which basically helps to know where we need to act in priority, and the monitoring networks as well. That is of interest to also know where are the impacts felt the most dramatically. We've also seen that, of course, when we talk about the Amazon, we know that's one of the tipping points of climate change and its impacts, alongside others. Of course, changes in the Amazon River Basin, we've seen in the aftermath of the last IPCC report, the fact that we could be at a turning point in the Amazon River Basin, which could turn into a savanna in a matter of decades if we keep seeing this drying up of the land of the river basin. So that's as concerning as is the melting Greenland ice sheet, which will induce sea level rise with marine coastal submersion in countries like Bangladesh or the Netherlands. It's as concerning as the monsoon changes and the disruption that it could face because of the Gulf Stream shutdown. Here we're really talking about global threats of the climate changes and their impacts on the ecosystems we depend on. And through your intervention, we saw that it is the fact that those 8 riparian countries got together and have set up, in addition to the initial legal framework, a sound institutional framework, actually in capacity to provide concrete services. Of course, this is an issue we are familiar here at the Secretariat of the UN UNEC Water Convention, because it's since we have this Secretariat that we can provide services to the member states. And still talking about the institutional framework, we know that through the Niger Basin Authority right now, we will have the example of how a sound legal and institutional framework allowed for the development of, I believe it is 3 different programs of adaptation to climate change, where these different impacts have been assessed and the solutions developed accordingly in response. Monsieur Niendu Munkaila, vous êtes le directeur technique de l'autorité du bassin du Niger. Pourriez-vous, s'il vous plaît, nous présenter les effets du changement climatique sur les écosystèmes du bassin et les réponses que l'ABN a pu y apporter? Je vous remercie.